12 o'clock exactly, so it looks like we can start the meeting, huh?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay. And Jessica, I just requested control. There you go. Thank you. So I will do roll call. Commissioner Lieberman?
Here.
Commissioner Olbert?
Here.
Commissioner Audie?
Here.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Here.
Okay. And on to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Can we start? I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Trying to advance this, but it's not working. Oh, of course that was going to happen. Okay. So again, if anybody needs to turn on the live captions, we can do that by pushing on the little ellipses. And there's a note that turn on live captions. If you don't need live captions, then you don't need to press that. We have no, I've not received any public comment request, nor do I think we have any public comment on, or public on the call, because I recognize all the names. So moving on to item five, we do not have any safety moment or reports for this meeting. And six, matters of commission members' interests.
I don't think we have any. Does anybody have anything they want? Okay.
Okay. And we also have no consent calendar this month, meeting. So we'll move on to item 8A, which is the primary focus of our meeting today. And this is, Okay, energy storage settlement agreement. And quickly go through some pertinent items. So we had two contracts with a company called Advanced Microgrid Solutions. One of the contracts was to procure and install the battery equipment. And the other contract was a 10-year services and maintenance agreement. Let's see, the procurement and installment contract, all that work is complete with the exception of starting up the equipment. And we've not had any initiation of the services agreement yet. It's pending PG&E action. Our new provider that we received proposals from, we received four proposals, and the one that we want to enter into an agreement with is called NLX. They're available to start up and provide the 10-year services maintenance agreement as soon as possible. And prior to doing that, we need to end the AMS contracts, which is the purpose of this item. The terms of the settlement agreement are $100,232 to SVCW from AMS, and that accounts for potential loss in energy savings that we would have, that we're anticipating over the next 10 years. And we're also requiring them to transfer all required information. We have a list that's an addendum to the agreement. Basically, it's all the ownership documentation to ensure that SVCW now will own the batteries, all the plans and specs and detailed photographs, et cetera, for the batteries, for the installation proper, all the civil, mechanical, electrical work, et cetera. just so we have a full documentation of everything that was put in. And then the warranty information that we're getting from Tesla. And I just did want to note that both Tesla and NLX have, well, Tesla's coming on site tomorrow to make sure that the batteries are in good condition. NLX came early. They've come twice now, and just for inspection and make sure that they know what they're getting as part of the services agreement. And with that, I'll answer any questions, but the recommendation is to adopt a resolution approving the settlement agreement, releasing the funds to AMS that we owe them for the procurement and installation, and terminating the energy management services agreement with AMS. And then we'll move forward with the NLX agreement. So again, I can answer any questions. I see Arvin's on the call also. He can answer any technical detail questions, and Christine on the legal side.
Yeah, any questions?
One question. You alluded to the warranty. The warranty on the batteries themselves is from Tesla?
Yes, the batteries are Tesla batteries. So the warranty came with it's a manufacturer's warranty.
Is there anything else that's significant from a manufacturer or supplier standpoint that's, you know, is the warranty completely, you know, as good as we would have been previously?
Right. I think I'll let Arvind answer that.
Yeah, it's because everything was purchased by AMS and the project did not go all the way until completion by them. So we are just trying to retrieve those documentations. The warranty is associated with the equipment itself. So just a paperwork process.
Okay. Thank you.
I'd just like to congratulate Arvind and staff on getting $232 more than I anticipated.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just building a little bit on George's question. So is there any component of either of the system essentially that's the result of the prior contractor who we're letting out of the contract did, where there were warranties that they had extended to us, either implicit or explicit? And if so, what's the plan for either replacing those or just accepting the risk? In other words, not about the equipment that makes up the project, but about stuff that the actual prior contractor built or did.
The only thing the prior contractor did, by the way, all the equipment they purchased, pretty much all of them are by someone else, whether it be transformer, controller, or battery. So that the warranty is associated with the equipment itself. As far as the construction itself, that's another good point, is we had taken the construction of the equipment pad ourselves under a different project. All they did is installed there. So that reduces any warranty associated with building the concrete pad, or we had to build 10 piles, deep 109 feet piles. All of that we did under switchgear project. So all of that comes separately, and their part is only installation part.
So thank you. So that sounds like they're that's great. That sounds like theoretically there might be some element of value, let me call it, from the integration work that they did, the actual wiring things together and hooking things up and whatever, that whatever warranty protection there would be for that either is factored into our analysis, or we're just accepting that risk, which, I mean, I'm not objecting to accepting the risk, even if it is just a risk, as long as staff is comfortable with it. But, let's put it this way. It'd be one thing about accepting the risk if somebody was walking out of building a Saturn V booster for us, which is, you know, kind of a complicated device. Somebody putting together a motor generator battery set, that's simple enough that, you know, it wouldn't bother me if we said, well, whatever integration value they had, we're just going to, we lose that. So where do we fall on this and how does staff feel about it?
The integration part, actually, we caught this right before they were going to implement their own proprietary integration software.
Okay.
So if they had installed the software, then we were kind of in a different situation. In this case, and that's why we almost forced them to get out of the even the completion, because we didn't want them to install and get the system started with their software. And then we move to someone else where we will have to remove the prior software and then use someone else's software, because all of these softwares are proprietary information. So before that integration happened is where we are. The new company will utilize its own software to integrate the battery controller and operate with our system. And I think that worked out in our favor. So all the costs that will be under the new service agreement will cover the new software as well.
Excellent. That's I'm really glad staff actually thought through all that stuff, because it frankly didn't occur to me until George asked the question.
Yeah, I think this is, I mean, this is probably the cleanest termination of agreement that we could have we could have expected. So I'm pleased with that. Just to talk about the windings and the electrical, there have been tests run on, like, for example, the windings on all on the batteries. So there have been tests done that we have, or we're going to be getting the test results from AMS to ensure that they passed, you know, the various tests that we put them through.
Okay, I hear no other questions. I think we can move on.
Madam Chair, I'll move approval of the proposal.
Seconded.
Motion passed.
I have to do a roll call. Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Albert?
Yes.
Commissioner Audi?
Yes.
Commissioner Aguirre?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate you being able to jump on a call for a special meeting so quickly. So much appreciated.
Anytime. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, everybody.
So I guess we're adjourned. We're adjourned, right? There's no closed session. We're adjourned. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, everybody.